a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hello there.
You know what I'd like to get pregnant? Is that Felicity Huffman, man. Ever since Transamerica, I can't get her out of my mind.
I mean, I did not see this one coming. If you would have told me when I got up this morning.
Oh, I did.
That at some point we were going to be talking on the podcast about some sort of scheme that finds Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin behind bars.
I couldn't be any hotter for you.
Isn't that something else?
Canned this, heat.
This is... Yeah, there's a scheme. This is a bit of breaking news. A scheme involving students who were trying to get into top colleges. And they were, I mean, allegedly their parents were cheating. It was a college entrance exam cheating scheme.
Shut up, dummy. I'll get you in that school. One way or another. Just sit there and play with those spoons.
Operation Varsity Blues, an FBI investigation that uncovered a network of super rich parents who paid thousands of dollars to some California guy who would boost their kids' chances of getting into elite colleges like Yale and Stanford. He would then pay people to take tests for their kids, bribing test administrators to let it happen, and then bribing college coaches and administrators to identify the applicants as athletes.
If I was one of the kids, I'm all for this.
Isn't this just weird?
Oh, I don't have to take the test even?
No.
Marvelous.
No, we're going to get you into Stanford. Well, that doesn't make sense. I'm real stupid. But I'm a movie star. I can't have a dummy for a kid. 50 people are charged in a $25 million college entrance exam cheating scheme.
Sweetheart, what would you like to be when you grow up?
I want to be a doctor.
I'm happy being a grip.
Right? Yeah, Yale and Stanford, two of the colleges. Yeah. He was wearing my Yale tie. Like, oh, sure, he went to Yale.
And they were trying to pass some of these kids off as athletes?
I guess so that would help their chances of getting
in.
So
they used, like, stock photos and then, like, Photoshop their faces
on athletes? Lori Loughlin told a cooperating witness that she would arrange for her daughter to be photographed on a rowing machine so that it would look like, for the application to USC, that the daughter was on a crew team.
That's right. We've got to have all our ducks in a row.
Right. Now, her daughter had never rowed a boat in her life, not gently down any stream.
No.
And Lori Loughlin said in the email, you know, let's make sure we keep this hush hush. Lori Loughlin writing that down in an email. Now, Felicity Huffman was arrested this morning. I know, ever since Transamerica, I can't get her out of my mind. Lori Loughlin hasn't been arrested, but that's only because she's out of the country.
If she is still in character, which jail cell did they put her in?
I don't know. Oh, I see what you're saying. Felicity Huffman.
If still in character. I don't know that she is.
I don't think she's going to bring the prosthetic penis with her to prison.
It's been 10 years.
Lori Loughlin is out of the country, but she is expected to surrender to U.S. law enforcement.
Oh, I don't know.
Felicity Huffman accused of paying $15,000 for getting her one of her daughters unlimited time for the SAT test. The actress also explored a plan to boost the test scores of another daughter. So you're telling me William H. Macy and Felicity Huffman's daughters are a couple of dopes? Why would you feel the need to do this?
And Lori Loughlin's husband, he owns a clothing line, right?
I don't know anything about Lori Loughlin's personal life. You've always You've always been a little bit sweeter on her than I have.
And the kid can't go work for daddy?
Huffman allegedly said on a phone call,
I've always wanted to be on the rowing team. I'm not very good at rowing.
Said that Huffman and her husband, William H. Macy, decided against this.
Why isn't... he's not charged?
No, you can't throw Fargo in jail. I don't know. Why you don't go after him? Maybe they got her on tape selling more stuff.
He'll take off in the station wagon.
Well, you know, now, you said, you promised that true code. Now, come on. The plot involves students who attended or were seeking to attend Georgetown, Stanford, UCLA, University of San Diego. How hard is it to get into University of San Diego? USC, University of Texas, Wake Forest, and Yale. Of the 50 people that have been charged so far, 33 of them are parents and 9 were college coaches. Sure, I'll say he's on the team. Give me some money.
I wonder if I wonder if it's actually going to be beneficial to William H. Macy that he has been involved in some schemes before.
Actually, he's got some experience.
No, I mean, on screen schemes.
Yeah.
But still, that's practice, isn't it?
I just don't see why you have to do this. You're already rich people. I'm sure your stupid kids can get into any college you want. And you go around telling her, oh, you know, my daughter was accepted into Yale. Was she? So you paid to get into large-scale fraud.
Really? I remember as a child, she just stared at shadows.
This is something that the FBI has been investigating for 10 months. They say they did it because these people were robbing students of the right to a fair shot in getting into these elite universities.
Other kids.
Yeah, well, kids who belong there.
Yes.
Not mouth breathers of celebrities. Right. So, yeah, your girl Lori Loughlin is very much in trouble today.
Very compromised, yeah. Which I wonder if she'd be up for a pen pal.
You're already thinking two steps ahead. You're going to be like one of those crazy women that falls in love with the guy in prison. But this is actually better because you know who Lori Loughlin is.
It's just interesting that...
you've got a captive audience.
It's just interesting that only one, that the spouse isn't being named.
Right.
It's odd.
Right.
That seems odd.
Yeah, well, it's sexist, isn't it?
No, there's nothing wrong with being sexy.
No, there's an ist at the end.
So,
you know what I'd like to get pregnant? Is that Felicity Huffman, man?
I don't know.
This is Trans America. I can't get her out of my mind.
I don't know that now that that's possible. I don't know how that works. As soon as they said she was in cuffs, I'm thinking of playing ping pong and knocked out. It's great stuff. Well, it's quite a scheme. Yeah. I don't quite understand the
need
for this.
Very desperate. Very desperate.
Yeah. I mean, so your daughter didn't get into Yale. And now your daughter for the rest of her life is known as a dummy. Because this has been exposed.
Well, and you're telling me that the kids don't know about this?
Bribes?
Aren't they in peril?
Hey, Mama, how did I get into Yale? Oh, honey, you're very smart. Once you get into Yale, how do you keep your grades up? You have somebody else take all your tests for you?
Perhaps.
Bribes range, Darren, from a couple $1,000s to a staggering $6 million.
Couldn't you just give the kid $6 million?
Yeah. That would be a much smarter thing to do.
I'm going to bypass college. Give me that $6 million. Yeah. Give me that six per million, and let me see what I can do with it. And by doing something with it, I mean
live off the interest.
Just live off the interest.
Yeah, that's not bad. What do you do for a living? My parents gave me $6 million.
Yeah, no.
And instead of going to college, I live off the interest. Oh, very smart. Yeah. Very shrewd.
I've got it in a very reasonable mutual fund.
Yeah, I got. Do you have an MBA, a PhD? No, I got an MOM. And
it's really paying off.
Yeah, I got a DOD.
So they haven't said where she will be detained as of yet.
No.
So
she's rich, Darren. Rich people don't go to jail.
I know.
She'll do some sort of PSA.
I know.
She'll pay a fine to the court and this whole thing. But at some point today, Felicity Huffman was in the back of a squad car for getting her stupid kids into college.
There's just no way that the kids don't know this.
It just seems to me like, I don't know, a victimless crime. I know, okay, other kids weren't able to get into college. Boo-hoo. Not getting into college happens. It's good character building, right? And I wasn't able to get into college because Felicity
Huffman...
Oh, I'm
sure that they got into some college.
Right. There's plenty of fine colleges. Not everything has to be Yale or the Ivory Tower that is the University of San Diego.
What did I see the other day? I don't know what... The Montana State Northern.
Okay, I didn't even know that's a college.
100% acceptance rate.
So no matter what.
100% acceptance rate, 26% graduation rate. We couldn't be prouder.
What?
Look it up.
Montana
State Northern.
All right, that's MSU. University in Havre, Montana.
Oh, it's very public.
Wow, this is fantastic. They have a total enrollment of 1,000 students. 1,000 students. So they'll take anybody.
In Harve, Montana.
Harve, Montana.
Like Farve.
Okay.
I think if you go back and click on a different link, you'll see that.
About how proud they are of their admissions rates? Yeah. I don't see anything about yeah. this here. Well, where did you hear this?
But believe me.
Yeah. No, I get it. So Montana State Northern.
If you can't get into Yale or Stanford,
yeah.
as opposed to spending all that money, there's always Montana State Northern.
So 100% acceptance rate. And how many of these? You got a
26% chance of graduating.
That's
I
not
like those odds.
That's not great. Is that just because there's nothing to do in Montana State University Northern?
You can see Canada from there.
In Harv?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sounds like a...
I'm just saying it's an option. I'm just saying it's an option.
It's like a nightmare.
Beautiful country.
Dead bitch.
Oh, no thanks. You want to get to the top five
Let's
things?
Let's do it. Dave and Darren...
A little bit of breaking news there. Just Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin. If you're just joining the podcast, which is weird because you download these and start from the beginning. But if for some reason you're just now joining the podcast, what was her name on Full House? Becky?
Mm-hmm. Let's go with that.
Is it Becky?
Yes. Rebecca.
She's going to jail, as is Felicity Huffman.
Well, we can only hope.
Now, would you like them to be in the same cell or... How would that work for you in your mind?
Not necessarily.
Okay, all right.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is...
Don on the phone.
Okay. Don's not going to help this time. The...
Yeah. Felicity, don't waste your one phone call on Don.
A man who's clearly been dead for 20 years.
You get one phone call, Felicity
Don't
Huffman.
Call Casey call, Kasem's Don.
Call William H. Macy. Don does not have any pictures for you to look at.
Oh, bro.
Of you and your fake wiener in a bathtub. That's a weird thing for you to want. You're incarcerated, Lloyd.
It's also a strange publicity photo to have that you sign. That's the one you sign. When you're out and about
She's
doing
a Comic-Con.
Yeah.
It's just her in the bathtub.
Her in the bathtub.
Oh, boy.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Factory of Fear, celebrating 25 years of fear, and they present Easter Mayhem. This is one weekend only, Friday and Saturday, April 12th and 13th from 7 till 10 o'clock. Admission is just $15, VIP 20. Tickets are available in advance at factoryoffear.com. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline, invites you and yours to celebrate spring in a unique way. It's Easter Mayhem, which is an all-new event to the Quad Cities. Navigate through the haunted house while Tootsie's bunnies wait to pounce when you least expect it. Bright colors and fake grass aren't part of this Easter celebration, although it sounds like maybe it should be. However, there will be a prize involved for some lucky victims. Sean Flynn's photography is going to be there with a free photo booth. And coming soon, Factory of Fear's first ever summertime haunt. It is Factory of Fear and Easter Mayhem, April 12th and 13th from 7 till 10 o'clock. Factory of Fear, where fear is made. The podcast originating... From the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad Cities' very best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including, try their vegetarian sandwiches, including veggie turkey, veggie cold turkey, veggie cheesesteak, and their veggie cheeseburger, all delicious sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, mayo, and more. Voted the greatest sandwich in America. When you're there for lunch or dinner today, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
All right, number one today.
Number one.
One.
Number one.
We go from Felicity Huffman in the bathtub to KFC crowdfunding a Kentucky Fried hot tub. How badly do you want this in your backyard, Darren?
What?
It's a hot tub they're working on, a Kentucky Fried Chicken. That just looks like a giant bucket of KFC chicken.
That does look relaxing.
I mean, if this isn't right up your alley,
that really
I don't know what is.
All this inventing has me worn out.
I thought that was you for a second.
I wish I could find a way to relax my sore muscles in water between the temperatures of 100 and 102 degrees Fahrenheit.
Very specific.
Say, that gives me an idea.
Do you like breakthrough ideas? Do you like supporting crowdfunding campaigns? One man is on a mission to create new products and new experiences.
So this is a guy who's doing crowdfunding campaigns for Kentucky Fried Chicken. And some of the ideas are better than others. But this one, he wants to do a crowdfunding to raise enough money for what he calls the Kentucky Fried Hot Tub.
Because KFC is not willing to pay for it?
Well, I'm sure this is just part of a part of some sort of viral campaign to talk about KFC for free, right? It's working like a charm.
Not necessarily blood money, but chicken money.
Yeah. So the idea is you get in this hot tub that's shaped like a KFC bucket and, have some friends over and, make a bunch of finger-looking-good jokes with each other while you're sitting there.
Everyone's got a big smile in their face when they get in the old KFC hot tub.
Right. So would this be something you would be interested in crowdfunding?
I'm not going to crowdfund it.
Well,
I suggest you crowdfund us. But
thank you.
But
right.
But I don't hate it.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how much money they're looking for. There are other innovations KFC labs that they're working on.
What do you get out of crowdfunding them?
Well, see, I don't know. It's on a site, and it's to develop hot tubs that look like KFC chicken buckets. It says here on the campaign page, like a KFC bucket, but bigger and filled with soothing hot water. They're looking to raise $46,000 for the KFC hot tub. Now, you're not going to get a hot tub for $46,000. You're just giving KFC money for this idiotic idea.
But if you were to purchase one of these, mm-hmm. if it was possible to purchase one of these,
yeah.
My only suggestion would be, if you're a guy out there,
yeah.
Don't go out and make the purchase on your own and then surprise the wife.
Look, honey. All right.
Let her in.
Open your eyes. Happy anniversary, baby.
Let her in on the purchase.
Yes. No, that's not the worst idea.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking to raise $46,000. So far, they've raised $335.
Well, it's not bad. It's not bad at all.
You would think they'd have raised a little bit more money than that.
And KFC's not kicking in anything, huh? No. Did they put up $300 for seed money?
I don't know.
Just for appearance sake?
I don't know. I don't know how any of this works.
Is that a little step ladder there?
Yeah, ladder to get into the bucket and then just, fry mm-hmm. yourself and just have a finger-licking good time.
Two. Wouldn't it be interesting if all of a sudden we found out that KFC is bankrupt and going down the tubes, and the reason being is all these outrageous ideas we've had for the last 6-7 years.
Instead of focusing on chicken, we just focused on stupid McDonald's.
Yes, we've spent a lot of money on just stupid things.
Number two, this story takes us to Slovenia, where a woman has been accused by the cops of having her hands sawn off in an insurance fraud caper.
Boy, that is going the distance.
Police in Slovenia accusing this woman of cutting off her hand with a circular saw with the help of her family so she could make a fraudulent insurance claim. The 21-year-old and a relative detained and are now looking it up at 8 years in prison if convicted.
Was the cut too clean?
They had only recently taken out injury insurance.
Oh, boy.
She stood to gain about $450,000 in compensation and then monthly payments as well from the policy. Four members of the family were detained. Two were later released. Police say that the group cut this woman's hand above the wrist at their home. She said she injured herself while sawing branches. The group left the severed hand behind rather than bring it to the hospital because they wanted to make sure that it couldn't get sewn back on.
No.
But authorities did recover it in time and did sew it back on. So imagine it's like, oh, great, you found it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm so happy you were able to find it. I told you to bury the hand.
Oh, we were trying to find it, but we were completely stumped.
What? Look what you've done. Look what you've done.
Consider yourself Zing.
Zing of the day.
Zing of the day brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company.
Do you think she was going to share the money with the family?
Oh, it just did.
Because what percentage do you give away to the people that sawed your hand off?
Yeah.
I would say, you get 5%.
And she didn't bleed out, huh?
Apparently not.
That they were prepared for.
I don't know how that would work. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's it. The fact that she was a little too prepared for it. I don't know.
And no one saws branches with a circular saw.
Well,
everyone knows that.
Well, I mean, I didn't think people spent billions of dollars to get their idiot kids into college.
Yeah, that one, that story, that one makes my skin crawl a little bit.
Which one? The hand or the Felicity Huffman?
I can't get her out of my mind.
Is this feeling something real?
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a brand new home. They are now in the Village of East Davenport at 2115 East 12th Street. Their bridal sale's going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350 and their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds. GIA is the world's foremost authority on diamonds. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. They are open Tuesdays through Saturday starting at 10 o'clock. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. And when you're there, of course, make sure you mention, when you're making a purchase, mention Nacho Radio. You'll receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, the podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And if you're interested in booking the Capriati's food truck for your private party, place of business, or event, you can do so a couple different ways. You can call them at 563-284-2331 or email capriottisfoodtruck@gmail.com and they can work that out for you. If you're there for just lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
We've got another top five things sent to you by sent to us by you at 470-239
Nacho. You?
We will share to you with you the top five things that was just sent to us on the text line after this quick break.
And we're back.
All right, so this is from Lil Buddy. Now, Lil Buddy sent a top five things that's actually nine things.
Okay.
I think I'll just read the top five.
Okay.
Lil Buddy, I appreciate all that you said here, but
maybe some honorable mentions?
Well, it's nine things.
I know.
And I don't, you know, top nine things. Can you imagine how exhausting that would be to listen to?
Goodness.
I'm saying if that was what we did.
Mm-hmm. There's not any talk of that, is there?
Lil Buddy's top five things. Number one, Get Up Joseph. An all-time classic.
Just wrapped up another very successful wrestling season, didn't we?
Number two, Larry King's My Two Cents.
Grinds my gears.
Number three, claiming this is my first rodeo while at a rodeo. Number four, World's Wettest Dog.
Uh-huh.
And number five, Dave's Sweet Eileen impression.
Mm.
Really more of a loving tribute than an impression.
Yes. Dedication. It's more of a dedication.
Well, I think they'd like to hear
Jesus,
the rest.
Fellas.
Well, what else did Little Bunny have to say?
Feed the dog.
All right. Number,
I repeat.
Number six, Jen Winters and the Putherd Round the World.
Uh-huh.
Number seven, Corey Feldman on GMA. Number eight, Tarantula Ref. And number nine, Dr. White Trash.
Oh, they're all very good.
They're all great.
Small ones.
Great effing party.
That's is good. Rick home?
Rick. Number three.
Was it Rick?
Yeah, it was Rick.
Moosh. Number three.
Three.
I was just three. Waiting around for Rick.
Can I borrow a lighter?
You want a cigarette, don't you?
Can I borrow
you want a lighter?
Can I borrow your phone?
You got any smokes?
Number three.
Bum, bum, bum. Ba-bum, bum, 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 bum. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, he's gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
So Hal Blaine is dead. Hal
yes.
Blaine, the drummer of the Wrecking Crew.
Right.
And the Wrecking Crew, I saw this documentary, and it's just amazing how much of the music you grew up with is just this band called the Wrecking Crew.
Right.
They played all the instruments for basically everyone in the 60s and 70s. He was the drummer.
And they even played...
Mm-hmm.
They even played on records of bands that were accomplished musicians themselves.
Wait, right. Because they were just better at it, or...
They're just, you guys knock it out for us.
Like, the Beach Boys is Brian Wilson and the Wrecking Crew, right? Even though all
a
those other guys knew how to play wreck.
Even the Birds.
Right. I guarantee you've heard 100 songs that he was the drummer on. I'm just going to run over a couple of them here. Hazy Shade of Winter from...
Simon and Garfunkel.
What's his name? Sparrow and Carrie Fisher's ex. What are they called? Hazy Shade of Winter. A little less conversation from Elvis. He was on quite a few Elvis tunes. Let's see. The Batman theme song. He's the drummer for the Batman theme song.
Not bad.
Be True to Your School by the Beach Boys. Boxers by The Boxer by Simon and Garfunkel. Caroline No. Oh, it's a great tune from the Beach Boys. Do Run Run. Daddy, Don't You Walk So Fast. Dead Man's Curve. Eve of Destruction. Mm-hmm. Fun, Fun, Fun. God Only Knows and Good Vibrations. Help Me, Rhonda. Rhonda's least favorite of the Beach Boys songs.
Yes, it's, she's done with that one.
Just dropped by to see what condition my condition was in by the First Edition.
Thank you, Kenny Rogers.
Isn't that the best? Mrs. Robinson. The Birds, Mr. Tambourine Man. Now, the Birds had a drummer. Why did they need him for that?
I know.
Crazy. The Night Has a Thousand Eyes. Return to Sender. Secret Agent Man. Something Stupid.
Yep.
Thank God I'm a Country Boy. Then He Kissed Me. The theme song from Three's Company. Come and knock on our door. He's the drummer for that, for crying out loud. Wichita Lineman. Wouldn't It Be Nice? You're the One by the Vogues. I mean, there's 100 more songs that you're familiar with that he did. And he has passed away at the age of 90. The most, if not. I mean, he's got to be the most recorded, one of the most recorded musicians in history.
Very accomplished.
Yeah, and yet nobody knows who the guy is, because that was kind of the whole idea. Number four, an Ohio man has given up food for Lent. He's only going to drink beer. He's just going to live on beer for 43 days.
Mm-hmm. Kind of the reverse of your white month.
Yeah, no. Lent is 46 days. 46 days.
Even better.
This guy is just going to drink beer. Now, this is something the Benedictine monks used to do, like in the 1600s. There's a style of beer that's
out
now. And
they knew a little something about being monks.
Yes. Yes. There's a style of beer called a Bock or a Doppelbock, which is like a liquid bread. And they would just exist on this beer during Lent. That was kind of like their fast. So this guy says, yeah, I'm going to give that a try.
Mm-hmm.
He works at a brewery in Dayton, Ohio. Del Hall is this guy's name. He says he will not eat or drink anything except beer for 46 days, inspired by these monks. He will be drinking all kinds of beer during his fast. He says, I've done all kinds of big challenges. Listen to this guy.
Days. There will only be one thing on Del Hall's menu.
I'm going to have all styles of beer.
Yes, beer. Only
including
beer
old style.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I am. Like I said, I am nervous. I'm very nervous about it. I've only fasted for 4 days.
He's going from 4 days to 46 of fasting for Lent. Taking a nod from monks in the 1600s that would fast during the season by a Bock beer diet.
That would be their liquid bread, and that's what they call it. So the monks in Bavaria called this, they would call it Doppelbock liquid bread. And basically, it would sustain them through 46 days of Lent.
Is
this just so you can drink at lunch?
But the 50 West worker has a game plan and wants to see if he can prove to himself that it's possible.
This guy's going to end up dead. Is what's going to happen.
Or on the toilet.
He doesn't look like he's in the best shape.
No, already.
And this is not going to end well. I mean, we're not even a week into it, Lent, right?
I suspect some sort of heart stoppage.
Right? They would make the Bock extra hardy.
Or death by diarrhea.
He's going to be documenting his beer fest on his YouTube channel. So he wants to see, he says he's already starting to see some weight loss from this unusual diet.
Just thinking about it.
I'm just drinking beer for 46 days. The pounds are already starting to come off. Is this going to be the next thing? The all beer diet? Because if so, I don't hate the idea. I don't hate it. I just don't know if it's the healthiest thing you should be doing. Right?
I might need chips.
Right. I mean, here's the thing about being a monk in Bavaria in the 1600s. I don't like any of that. None of that sounds appealing to me, right?
No, it was fine for them.
Well, for them, sure. But this guy is choosing to do this, and
it's a trap.
I don't see it ending well.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast, brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline. just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein, or how about some matcha green tea?
So I can have, that for 46 days, sure. Maybe.
Yeah, as a supplement. Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced and frozen beverage, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmokecoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today, and you'll have access to every podcast we've ever done, and also our specialty programming, including some best of and patron-only podcasts, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com.
Remember James from NIU? He was the young man that designed the Tarantiraffe t-shirt for us, yes, all those years ago. He sent a little cartoon, and I don't know if he made this cartoon, mm, or if it's just something that's available. It's just a cartoon. It says, "This is my Darren walk." Mm. And it's a little turtle, yeah, strutting about like you strut about when you do your walk. I mean, that's spot on,
yeah,
isn't it?
Kinda.
It's really more of a visual thing. I'll put the phone up here by the phone so everyone can see it. That's just good stuff. Number five.
Five.
My turtle
five.
Walk. Illinois rabbit from Berwyn. Thank you, Svengoolie. Illinois rabbit from Berwyn, Illinois, just celebrated his 16th birthday. And that makes him, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, the oldest living rabbit on planet Earth.
Rabbits can only live to 16, huh?
See, this is what I'm thinking. Because I'm not that impressed by that. I'm glad.
I didn't know.
16, Mick. Mick is an Agouti rabbit from Berwyn, and he just turned 16 on February 9th.
Look out for Zombo.
Mick's owner says she met the bunny in 2004 when she was volunteering at an animal shelter, and a friend of hers ended up adopting the rabbit. The friend moved out of town, and Mick came to live with this woman.
This rabbit seems like it could be Creep of the Week.
She says, "I'm very proud of him and have been very inspired by the resilience and positivity he's shown throughout his life."
My buddy Bung is telling me, our buddy Bung,
yeah,
is telling me now, I'm telling you,
uh-huh,
that he's got a cat that's 19 years old.
I don't doubt it. That happens.
This cat looks like it's maybe 4 or 5 years old.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Is it possible that maybe the cat, like,
well,
did the cat go out and get replaced by another cat?
He took the cat on.
Okay.
He took the cat on because it was the cat of a friend's mother who was going into a home.
Okay.
So he took on this cat, but he is...
probably thinking, I'll only have to watch the cat for a little bit because it's an old lady's cat. It won't be around forever.
And I think this...
19 years old?
I mean, by the looks of it, this cat's going to live to be at least 38.
This Liz, who owns Mick the Rabbit, says, "There were countless times I thought I was going to lose him, but he's been able to adapt to the aging process with a good attitude and stay strong. I've been caring for rabbits for 20 years, and I've never had a rabbit live beyond 13.
See, I think that's probably it, a good attitude.
I guess that is it.
So
but
I don't,
also, I feel like...
I don't stand a chance.
I feel like I could adopt a baby bunny, and I could certainly keep it alive for 17 years.
For the rest of your life.
I hope to live longer than 17 more years, but geez, Darren...
Aren't I the worst?
Oldest rabbit ever.
Just the worst.
Oldest rabbit ever listed by Guinness is Flopsy, a wild-born Australian rabbit that was taken in by a resident in 1964, and that lived for 19 years. So right now, Mick is the world's oldest rabbit. I will say this, beware of the curse of the world's oldest rabbit, because it's about to come due, I think. Yeah. I hope not, but you never know. 17 more years, huh? You think that's all I got?
No, I didn't say that. You
for the rest of your life.
You did all the math, not me.
All right. That's your top five things. I have one quick story before we let you go, and we'll talk to you later on this week. There is a hotel in New Orleans that's got a new contest they're doing, and I think this is brilliant. They are giving, this is a very fancy Waldorf Astoria hotel down there in New Orleans called the Roosevelt.
Okay.
And the contest is this. We will give you a $15,000 stay if you tell us the craziest thing you've ever stolen from us. Stealing items from hotels.
This sure sounds like one of those things where they pay you to to bring in your gun.
Right. It's a trap.
It's a trap.
We're going to find out Felicity Huffman's been arrested in New Orleans any day now. They say the person that offers up the most outrageous stolen item from our hotel between now and July 1st will get 7 free nights in our presidential suite, along with free private dinners cooked by the executive chef and spa experiences.
Well, I'm sorry. The only thing, I don't believe that I stole anything from you, that I took the toilet paper that I paid for. That's not really stealing anything.
Roosevelt opened in 1892, and it's a very fancy place down there. This is where Louis Armstrong and Ray Charles used to play. And they have all of these, you know, it's got a big history. And if you're willing to tell them, you know, what the craziest thing is that you stole from them, if you win.
Ray Charles' eyesight.
Oh, jeez.
Listen, I'll do anything for a free week.
Now, they're saying they get why people steal stuff from the hotel, they say. It's a crime of endearing passion. Guy says, runs the hotel, he says, we understand it. In a way, knowing that they have something that reminds them of our Roosevelt in their own homes, that leaves us flattered. We'd estimate nearly 700 of our glasses are stolen from the bar every holiday season alone. So they get that when you come there, you're going to take some stuff.
Well, and we've already charged you for that.
And probably they have,
yeah. Of course.
I mean, if a week costs $15,000, yeah. I'm sure, right? Mm-hmm. They do kind of build that in.
Yes.
I had these friends in college that went and stayed at, like, the Econo Lodge.
Yeah.
This was, like, our junior year.
Sure.
And, like, they wanted...
Economy's in the name.
Well, they wanted a place where they could drink beer, and they were nervous about doing it on campus, and someone said, why don't we get a hotel room? We're old enough. So they all got these hotel rooms and had a good time. Now, I'm going to tell you the outset of the story. I wasn't there for it, but I was there for the aftermath. When
you were on site?
No, I was at a buddy's house, and they were all returning
from the Econo Lodge.
From their big party there on Highway 20 in Dubuque, right? And they come in with their duffel bags, and then they're unloading comforters.
They robbed the place blind.
And the best was I had one buddy who was so excited to come in with all of the stuff that they had stolen from this hospital, from this hotel. He would come in and be like, Dave, look at this. Look at these comforters. Feel that fabric.
Who was in the hotel room. And now the comforter's missing.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, why are you showing me this? We took it. We just took it. This comforter, I bet that's a $45 value. He kept assessing values to things. and then they come in with the vacuum cleaner. Look at this. Dave, look at this vacuum cleaner. Turn on. They turn it on, and I'm like, well, guys, that
seems like it works.
That's something else. Look at the suction on this. This is a $200 value. Like, what am I on? am I on an infomercial? Like, how much do I expect to pay for all the stolen items here?
I'm not buying any of this.
Right, if anything, I got to get out of this house because the cops are coming.
We need to fence this stuff right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that vacuum cleaner went from place to place to place, too, for years and years. Well, I mean, look at this. Feel the fabric on this.
Feel the suction.
Feel how warm that is. Feel the suction. That's a $200 value right there. Yes, I'm sure it was when the people who bought it paid for it.
Yes.
We paid $89 for the hotel room. Look at all this. We got comforters. We got soap. Look at this soap.
Is this how you're going to conduct yourself the rest of your life?
Right? Pass the savings.
Sure, I'll pay, but I'm going to get me mine. When do I get my pound of flesh?
Next thing you know, you're trying to get your kids into college by paying people to do photo shots on rowing machines.
Can't get you out of my mind.
It's a slippery slope. That's it for the show.
We are back on Thursday. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients, guaranteed fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses, oven-roasted in the shop daily, Capriati slow-roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand-pulled daily. Make sure you download the Loyalty app and get free food at Capriati's, extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. Like them on Facebook. They're open 7 days a week. Mention Nacho Radio and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Till we get a chance to do this for you next time, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities. represent. This is for the Quad Cities reppin' spot. Davenport, yeah, we keepin' it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keepin' it hot.
Hi, this is Art Linkletter. Thanks for listening.